So, thinking about a trip to Majorca.
It's an amazing place.
It is. And you know what?
What?
I'm thinking maybe skip the typical tourist stuff.
Ah, we want to go deeper.
Yeah, and I was looking at this company, luxury concierge service,
Interesting.
and I was looking at their website and brochures.
Dang.
Well, you know, it got me thinking, what if instead of just seeing the sights, we actually, experienced Majorca?
What do you mean?
Well, they have these amazing experiences. Like, imagine learning pottery from a Majorcan artisan,
Wow.
or kayaking through these like hidden coves, that smugglers used back in the day.
Sounds incredible.
I know, right?
Well, you're definitely not alone. This whole idea of experiential travel, it's really taking off.
Really?
Oh, yeah. People are like craving authentic experiences. They want to connect with a place, really feel it.
So it's more than just like taking a picture in front of a landmark.
Exactly. It's about like immersing yourself in the culture, learning new things, creating memories.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I think one of the sources we have, discovering the world through experiences, it talks about how experiential travel is about, trading that selfie for something way more engaging.
I see what you mean.
Like instead of just seeing the Eiffel Tower,
Right.
you're learning to bake a croissant with a Parisian baker.
Okay.
Hearing their stories, sharing a laugh over a cup of coffee, it's like you're connecting with the soul of the place.
I love that analogy. And it's about like more than just that moment. A traveler's today, they want something that stays with them. Like they want to learn new skills, connect with local
So
cultures.
create lasting memories. It's a
Exactly.
personal journey.
It is, but it kind of ripples outward. It can have a positive impact on the local economy.
Oh, true,
It
too.
can promote like sustainable practices
Yeah.
and even just create like a more meaningful exchange between, travelers and the places they visit.
That's amazing. And that's where I think LaLuxure comes in.
How sweet.
Well, their 2024 program, it's like packed with all these unique experiences. It's like they've got everything.
Yeah.
Cultural immersions, culinary adventures,
Wow.
adrenaline pumping activities like tranquil escapes.
They really cover it
And
all.
get this, they even offer like personalized itineraries so you can explore Mallorca in a way that's like, really tailored to you.
That's fantastic. It's like what I find impressive is how they curate these experiences. They work with like local experts, artisans, guides, businesses, people who are passionate about their culture.
Yeah. So it's not just about like consuming.
Right.
It's about participating, learning, and like leaving a positive footprint.
Exactly.
Okay. So you ready to hear about some of these experiences?
I am. Tell me.
All right. So they have this wine lover's journey.
Okay, that sounds good already.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It takes you to like some of the island's most prestigious vineyards.
Very nice.
So you're learning about the whole winemaking process, history of the
Of
region.
course, you've got to have the history.
And of course, you get to, sample some award-winning wines.
That's the best
I
part.
know, but it's not just like about sipping.
What?
It's about like understanding the terroir,
What's terroir? Yeah.
like the unique things that make Majorcan wines special, and like meeting the people who make it, hearing their passion.
I love that. And I was looking at there's something here about like for those who are into food, hands-on experience.
Oh, yeah.
They have private cooking classes.
Really?
Yeah, you can learn to like whip up traditional Majorcan dishes.
Alongside a local chef.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not just about following a recipe. It's about understanding the ingredients, the techniques, and like the cultural significance of the food.
You're basically like taking a piece of Majorca home with you.
I love that. Yeah, like knowledge and skills that you can use.
Now, if you're looking for like more of an adventure,
Okay.
how about kayaking through hidden sea caves?
Oh, wow.
Ones that like smugglers used to use.
Can you imagine paddling through those same waters, feeling the
Yeah,
history?
mysteries.
Yes, like a hidden side of Majorca.
And they even have a tour where you can explore ancient ruins.
Like archaeological
Yeah,
sites.
yeah. And you learn about Majorca's history.
So cool.
But get this,
What?
instead of just walking, you're on horseback. You
Whoa.
know, riding through the landscapes that like ancient civilizations once did.
That is incredible.
Right.
It really connects you to the
I
past.
know. And there's something called the Majorcan lout experience that caught my eye.
What's that?
So a lout is this traditional wooden sailboat, like, symbol of the island's maritime heritage.
Okay.
So you can, like, imagine yourself gliding along the coastline.
Oh, yeah.
Wind in your hair, sun on your skin, exploring these secluded coves and just soaking in the views.
That sounds amazing.
I know, right?
Very peaceful.
So it's like really connecting with Mallorca's connection to the sea.
It sounds amazing. I'm ready to book a trip.
Oh, me too. But before we do.
Yeah.
Let's maybe, like, take a step back.
Okay.
And talk about, like, the bigger picture.
Okay.
Like, what are the benefits of experiential travel?
Yeah, good point.
Because it's more than just, like, personal enjoyment.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
It's got to be.
Yeah. One of the big ones is, like, it helps the local communities.
Oh, okay.
When you choose this kind of travel, you're supporting local businesses, artisans, you know, guides, families.
Makes sense.
Like, contributing to the economic well-being of those places.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps preserve their culture and heritage.
That's really cool. And I feel like experiential travel also kind of encourages, like, sustainable practices.
For sure. Because you're working with these local providers, you know, who are invested in their communities.
Yeah.
So you often see, like, eco-friendly tours, responsibly sourced ingredients, and even just, like, a deeper understanding of the environmental challenges that a place might be facing.
So it's like a win-win for both the travelers.
And the places they visit.
Yeah, yeah. But let's not forget about, like, one of the most important things.
What's that?
Creating memories.
Yes. The memory.
And you engage with a place on a deeper level, like through these immersive experiences.
The memories you create, they're richer, more vivid, you know, more meaningful. It's like those aha moments, the unexpected encounters, the stories you can share for years to come. It's like you're not just bringing back souvenirs, you're bringing back like a new perspective, a new appreciation for the world.
So you listening,
yeah.
Think about your own trip to Mallorca. What kind of experience speaks to you?
What would make your trip, you know, truly unforgettable?
You know, it's cool how La Luxure gets this, like, this need for more than just a basic travel experience.
Yeah.
This focus on, like, personalization. That's smart.
It is.
They know people want something, you know, unique.
Right.
Something special just for them.
It's not, like, one size fits all.
Exactly.
If you're an art lover, history buff, nature person, foodie.
Yeah.
They can make it work for you.
I'm looking at the brochure. And there's this thing, Shadows of the Sea.
Oh, okay.
Remember those smugglers' coves?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you go kayaking.
Through the coves?
Yeah, through the same waters. Exploring hidden beaches, caves. The ones they used for, like, you know.
Smuggling?
Yeah. It's like going back in time.
You can feel the, like, the mystery.
I know.
The thrill of it all.
Imagine, like, what treasures might be hidden there.
Ooh, that's cool.
And if you'd rather stay on land.
Okay.
They have this tour of Palma's historic downtown.
Nice.
But it's not just, you know, a walking tour.
It's got to be something special.
It is. You go to these, like, hidden courtyards.
Really?
Secret gardens, architectural gems.
Wow. Stuff most tourists miss.
Totally.
You're not just, like, seeing history.
No.
You're in it.
You know, walking those same streets as kings and queens.
I love.
Artists and poets.
That's amazing. Okay, I found something for foodies.
Oh, tell me.
It's called market to table.
Okay.
You go to the market with a private chef.
Oh, wow.
A local market. It's like a sensory explosion.
I can imagine.
The colors, the smells of fresh food, spices, mm-hmm. people talking, vendors.
Yeah.
You learn about the cuisine right from the source.
Kicking out ingredients.
With your chef.
And then.
You make a meal.
A traditional Mallorcan meal.
Yes.
That's so cool.
It's not just eating.
Right.
It's the culture, the stories behind the food.
They've really thought of everything.
I know. It's impressive.
And they even do, like, vegan, gluten-free cooking classes.
Really?
You can make fancy pastries and dishes.
Oh, that's awesome.
All allergen-free.
They really do have it all.
Speaking of, like, thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
They do stuff that's not even in the brochure.
Like what?
On our website, it says, Rediscovering Mallorca.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's like luxurious expertise, but, like, supercharged.
So what is it?
It's about the hidden gems, you know, off the beaten path.
So I like that.
Little villages, local artisans, the real Mallorca.
The stuff most people never see.
Exactly. It's like a secret door to a whole new way to see the island.
That's cool. It's not just about sights.
Right.
It's the people.
Yeah.
The culture, the soul, the place.
That's what's so powerful about this kind of travel.
I know.
You're not just watching.
No.
You're part of it.
It's a personal exploration.
That changes how you see the world?
And yourself.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit.
Okay.
What about the impact of this kind of travel?
You mean like on the places themselves?
Yeah.
That's important to think about.
We talked about the personal stuff,
Right.
but like, what about the places?
Well, experiential travel can be a good thing when we support local businesses, artisans, guides.
Yeah.
It helps the economy grow.
In a sustainable way.
Exactly. It's responsible tourism.
It's like a positive cycle.
Right.
Tourism becomes a force for good.
Not just taking advantage.
It starts with making good choices.
About the experiences we choose.
So, listener, think about your trip to Majorca.
Imagine yourself there.
What matters most to you?
What would you be excited to see?
To learn about.
To experience
Would you go for the history?
the architecture,
The food?
the adventure.
The peacefulness of the coast?
Majorca has something for everyone.
It's about what connects with you.
And remember, it's not just the destination,
It's the journey.
the connections you make,
The
the
stories. It's about
memories,
coming home feeling,
different
change.
with a new appreciation for the world.
So, as you plan your Majorcan adventure,
Explore what luxury has to offer.
embrace this idea of experiential travel.
Be curious.
Open to new things.
Let the journey change you.
And who knows, you might find a part of yourself.
You never knew it was there.
Now, let's wrap up this deep dive into experiential travel in Majorca. Okay, so we've talked about like what experiential travel is, all those
Yeah.
amazing hands-on experiences.
Right.
But I think it's worth like asking why.
Why what?
Like, why are people, wanting these kinds of trips? What makes
Oh.
them so powerful?
Well, it's interesting. This whole shift towards experiential travel, it's like part of a bigger thing happening.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. We're constantly stimulated, right?
Yeah.
Information overload, virtual experiences, all that.
True.
It's almost like people are craving something real.
Makes sense.
Something tangible, something that connects them back to the physical world.
Into themselves.
Exactly. And I think that's what experiential travel offers.
Yeah.
When you're engaging with a place, using your senses, learning new skills, connecting with local people, you're stepping out of your comfort zone,
Yeah.
expanding your perspective, creating memories that like really stick with you.
And it's funny because that discovering the world through experiences source,
Yeah.
it talks about how this kind of travel can be like transformative.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about having fun.
Right.
It's about personal growth,
Yeah.
challenging yourself, coming back home, like a little bit different.
It's those aha moments, where you suddenly see things in a new light, a new understanding of yourself, of the world, maybe even like your place in it.
So as you're, thinking about your trip, looking at those lecture brochures,
Right.
remember, it's more than just checking off a place on your list.
Yeah.
It's about going on a journey, connecting with the heart of Majorca.
No.
And like with your own heart.
Think about what really gets you excited, what makes you curious, what makes you feel, alive,
Yeah.
and then find the experiences that match that.
Let your intuition be your guide.
And your sense of adventure.
And remember, Majorca has so much to offer.
It really does.
You can find tranquility in nature, the thrill of adventure, the richness of history, indulge in amazing food.
There's something for everyone.
It's all about finding what speaks to you.
And with La Luxure, you're getting those authentic, immersive experiences. They really know their stuff.
So take that leap, embrace the unknown, let Majorca work its magic.
Happy travels.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into experiential travel in Majorca.